If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we begin this broadcast, we want to say to you that we are happy that you tuned our way again today. We trust that the broadcast would be a spiritual uplift to your home, to your family, and to your life. Why not call a friend and tell them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air? It's a joy to bring Christ and the gospel of redeeming grace into your home each week at this time. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're in the midst of Preparation Month, the month of May. Is the time that we set aside to prepare for revival time during the summer. Remember, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we're looking forward to having a tremendous outpouring of God's Holy Spirit and a tremendous spirit of revival during the days of June, July, and August. We covet your prayers in these matters. In these matters, we're asking people all over the city of Fort Worth to join with us in prayer that God would send a revival to our city. I believe our city needs a revival. I believe our nation needs a revival. In circles of government and education and all other areas of national and local and individual life, we believe the answer is found in a mighty spiritual revolution, a turning to God in this 20th century. So we ask you to pray with us each day in these concluding days of May that God would send a mighty revival to our city. Pray that God would send that revival and begin it right in your own heart. If you do not have a church home, or if you're looking for a place to worship Christ in the beauty of holiness, we invite you to come and share with us in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We have but one textbook, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. Share it with us today as we study together the infallible, the eternal Word of the living God. At 11 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship begins. Our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. And we have a special Sunday school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It would be our joy to have you and your family and friends to share with us in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We're now in the process of building a new building at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We hope to occupy the new facilities in the fall of this year. And we covet your prayers in these matters as we build for Christ while we are building for eternity. I trust that you would write us this week. It would be our joy to have a card or a letter from you. The only way that we have of knowing that you received this broadcast and that it is a blessing to your heart is for you to write us. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you will write this week, we would be happy to send to you, free and postage paid, today's message on cassette tape. Remember that mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And remember, all you need to do for a free copy of today's message on cassette tape is to write and request it. It will be sent you without any obligation. The mailing address, again, is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Life on the Highest Level. I shall read from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for life that we have in Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior. We thank Thee for the glorious privilege of voicing the gospel over this radio station. And now I would pray individually and personally for every listener, some who are bereaved, where death has come this week and taken a member of their family. I pray that Thou wouldst comfort them. And dear God, where there are problems and trials and economic and financial and social and mental and moral needs, I pray that each listener would find the answer to their questions, the solution to their problems, as they turn by faith to Jesus Christ. Bless our senior citizens, those who are in the rest homes, those in the hospitals, wherever they listen today. Those needy hearts, help them to know that someone cares, that Jesus Christ loves them. And I pray that this broadcast and this message would be used of the Holy Spirit to bring comfort and consolation to many weary hearts in this hour. Bless Thy word is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, at verse 1, we read, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." Life on the highest level. Spiritually speaking, many people are living in the cellar, eating cheese and crackers, when they could be living on the top floor, eating steak and strawberries. So many people today are forfeiting the blessings of God in their spiritual lives. Perhaps I'm speaking to someone right now. You once knew the joy of serving Jesus Christ. You were once on the top floor. Now you're in the cellar. You once enjoyed the finer things of Christ and Christianity and spiritual living, but now you're deep down in despair and darkness and gloom, and you're almost ready to give up. I want to tell you today that you can rediscover the joy of living life on the highest level. Now, there are two areas of living life on the highest level. I want to share with you, first of all, the principles of life on the highest level, and secondly, the practices of life on the highest level. Let us consider first the principles of life on the highest level. Someone has noted, methods are many, principles are few, methods change often, principles never do. Principle number one, life on the highest level is a sought-after life. Paul says, seek those things which are above. Now, what does it mean to seek those things which are above? It means to reach out for them. It means to give your heart to heavenly things. Paul's credo for life is stated in Philippians 1:21, and it reads like this, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now, that didn't mean that Paul went around with a halo on his head. By the way, be careful when you straighten yours that you don't snag it on the horns. Some people have the mistaken idea that spirituality is something that's otherworldliness. Wait just a moment. To be spiritual does not mean that you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Spiritually minded means to look at things on earth from heaven's point of view. Just simply looking at all the things about you from heaven's point of view. Now, the Christian life is not one of ease and comfort. It is not easy believism. It is a pilgrimage on a hard and dry and dusty road. The Christian life is a warfare, a cross-country race, a marathon run. We must strive for the mastery. We must train vigorously to increase our stamina. We must have the correct attitude in life. You might ask, but how do I seek those things which are above? Let me suggest three ways. First of all, seek those things that are above through prevailing prayer. Secondly, seek those things which are above through positive preparation. And third, seek those things which are above through persistent performance. Now, let's consider those three things. First, prevailing prayer. Prevailing prayer is a quiet time in your life. Sometime every day when you get alone in quietness with God. Positive preparation is a time that you study God's Word. Preparing your life, preparing your daily activities through the study of the Word of God. And persistent performance is living the Christian life every day as you share your faith. Sharing Jesus Christ with others brings about a persistent performance in your own Christian life. Principle number two, life on the highest level is a Christ-centered life. Paul's testimony in Galatians 2:20 fairly summarizes this point. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, the day you were saved, you died as far as this world system is concerned. That day, the world conducted your funeral. Your real life, your true life, your genuine life, your new life ever since has been hidden with Christ in God. Listen again to what Paul says in verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, you are not really living if you're a born-again believer. You are not living, but Jesus Christ is living in you. And with the dynamic of Jesus Christ in you, you can do three things. First, you can live uncompromisingly. Second, you can love unreciprocally. And third, you can last unendingly. These things you can do if the dynamic of Jesus Christ is awakened in your life. Then the third principle. Now remember, principle number one, it is a sought-after life. Principle number two, it is a Christ-centered life. And now, principle number three, it is a self-denying life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said in Luke chapter 9, at verse 23, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Let him deny himself. Now remember in verse 3, Paul said, you are dead. Then look again at verse 5. Paul says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Now in verse 3, Paul said, you are dead. In verse 5, Paul says, stay dead. Continue to subdue and deaden all of the instruments upon the earth. Like a surgeon cuts away the dead tissue, Paul is saying, mortify. Keep dead. Keep under subjection all of the drives of your body. Now in verses 5, 8, and 9, Paul lists a whole catalog of things that we're dead to. I call them the dirty dozen. There are 12 of them. 1. Fornication. 2. Uncleanness. 3. Inordinate affection. 4. Evil concupiscence. 5. Covetousness. 6. Idolatry. 7. Anger. 8. Wrath. 9. Malice. 10. Blasphemy. 11. Dirty talking. And 12. Lying. These are the dirty dozen, and Paul says, put off all these things. Now, these are the principles. 1. A sought-after life. 2. A Christ-centered life. And 3. A self-denying life. And now that brings me to the second part of my message in this hour, the practices of life on the highest level. It is unprofitable to have principles unless we use them. Principles and precepts must be put into practice before they become profitable. Now, there are three spheres in which we must put into action the principles of life on the highest level. We put these three principles into practice. Principle number one, remember, was the sought-after life. Then 2 was the Christ-centered life. And then 3, the self-denying life. Now let's see how we can put these into practice. In the first area, we practice these three principles in the church. Now, our vices must be taken over by our virtues, and after a putting off, there must be a putting on. I spoke a moment ago about putting off the dirty dozen. Now, there are 12 things that Paul admonishes us to put on. I call them the delightful dozen. They are found in verses 12 through 16 here in Colossians 3, and here they are. Number 1, mercy. Number 2, kindness. Number 3, humility. Number 4, meekness. Number 5, long-suffering. Number 6, forbearance. Number 7, forgiveness. Number 8, love. Number 9, peace. Number 10, the word of Christ. Number 11, wisdom. And number 12, singing. If we put on all these things, we can awaken the dynamic of Jesus Christ in our lives. We can make others want to live. And we can even make the undertaker sorry when we die. The second area in which we put into practice these three principles is in the home. In verses 18 through 21, the Apostle Paul clearly spells out all of family and home relationships. My friend, the home is deteriorating today. Just think about your home. Is it what it was 10 years ago? Are you going to church and serving Christ and living for the Lord? Is your family on the firing line? Are you all regular in Sunday school and church? Is your family tithing its income? Is your family sharing its faith like they used to? The devil is out to destroy the home. He's out to destroy the testimony of every Christian family. Now in these verses 18 through 21, the Apostle Paul gives us the proper role of every member of the family. Now let's watch these. Number 1, there's the proper role of the wife. It is found in verse 18. And Paul says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. It is the role of the wife, according to the Scripture, to be in submission to her husband. Secondly, the proper role of the husband. It is spelled out in verse 19. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. The proper role of the husband in the home is to love the wife, even as Christ loved the church. Then there's the proper role, number 3, of the children in the home. In verse 20, we read, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Obey your parents. Then the fourth role is the role of the father, who is the head of the home and the high priest of the family. It is spelled out in verse 21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Now, watch these four roles again. The role of the wife can be summarized in one word, submission. Two, the role of the husband can be summarized in one word, love. Three, the role of the children can be summarized in one word, obedience. And the role of the father can be summarized in one word, and that is discipline. These are the roles of the members of the family according to God's Word. And when we get back to the biblical principles of life and living at home, in the church, and in the world, we're going to see a revival in our nation. The third area of putting into practice these principles is out there in the world. And Paul explains it in verses 22 through 25, where he shows us that the employer and employee must have the proper relationship. Let me ask you a question today. What is the level of your life? Are you living down in the valley? Are you living on the bottom shelf? Are you living on the bottom floor? Has life lost its zip? Then I would say to you, rediscover the joy of living life on the highest plane as you turn the reins of your life over to Jesus Christ. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Life on the highest level is lived only by those who yield themselves completely to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now, as we leave the broadcast today, may I remind you again of our schedule, the Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the morning worship at 11, the evening worship hour at 7. All of these services await you at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And may I say again, all of you who would like a free cassette tape without any obligation to you whatsoever, free and postage paid, all you need to do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Now remember, all you need to do is write a postcard and simply request the tape with today's message to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That zip code is 76119. Until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.